After Yosef reveals himself to his brothers, he reassures them that he means them no harm, they have nothing to worry about. From his perspective, this has all been pre-planned and pre-ordained by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make sure that Yosef would be in Egypt in order to be able to intervene and save the family. And then an important pivot, a transition happens in the story. In Perek Memhei, Pasuk Tes, he then tells the brothers, Maharu, Va'alu Elavi, hurry, go back up to Eretz Canaan, the land of Israel. Go back to our father, Yaakov. V'amartim Elav, and tell him what happened. Ka'amar bincha Yosef, this is what your son Yosef has told us. Samani Elukim, La'adon, L'kam Mitzrayim. Hashem has placed me, has appointed me to be the Adon, the Lord, the master over all of Egypt. Radoilai, Al Ta'amot, hurry up, don't dilly-dally, don't wait, don't delay, come down to Egypt so that I can hopefully take care of the entire family and that we can be reunited. In the Sefer Darkei Musar, he quotes that he heard in the name of the Tzaddik, the Rebbe of Rizhin, who wondered about this first and initial statement that Yosef conveys to his father. Why is he emphasizing, frankly, it sounds like even boasting, about the fact that he is Adon L'chol Mitzrayim, that he is the viceroy, the master, the ruler over all of Egypt? Do any of us think that Yaakov would be impressed by something like that? Would Yaakov truly want to know about the Kavod Hamadume, the illusory political honor and high station that Yosef has achieved? Is this the kind of thing we would have thought Yosef would boast about? And is this the kind of thing that, frankly, would even impress somebody like Yaakov? All of us, whether it's with regard to our own accomplishments, those of others, or even our children, a large degree of to what extent it genuinely impresses us or gives us pleasure is dependent on whether we genuinely respect the particular accomplishment. Yaakov, everything we know about him, Yaakov HaTzadik, do we think he would care about something as illusory as a political position? Why would this be something that Yosef emphasizes so right away that he's, so to speak, boasting about it? And the Rebbe Rizhin apparently answered as follows. We're not reading the pasuk carefully enough. The main part of the phrase, the emphasis needs to be on what comes right before that. When Yosef says, Samani Elokim L'adon L'chol Mitzrayim, Hashem is the one who appointed me, who elevated me to this position of power and made me the ruler. That is to say, the very fact that Yosef was attributing his success not to his own smarts and abilities and accomplishments, but only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was HaKadosh Baruch Hu who appointed me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu who enabled all of this to happen. That, unquestionably, is something that would genuinely bring nachas, maybe even we dare say impress, Yaakov. The Darkei Musar, after quoting this idea in the name of the Rebbe, he elaborates on it and expands on this point. And he gives a very relatable example. We are, in our professional lives, so used to saying, I got such and such a job, or someone so-and-so hired me or gave me the job. Or if you've got a really important appointment, maybe even somewhat similar to Yosef, you might say, the president appointed me, the governor appointed me to such and such position or commission, the king. But Yosef didn't do any of that. He didn't say that I got it, and he didn't even say that Paro appointed me. But rather, he said, Samani Elokim. It's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He didn't speak the way most of us would probably do and just focus on what we accomplished and tell his father all about how he was so smart and what he did for Paro, and that's why Paro appointed him. Rather, he attributed all to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is what he was genuinely and truly ultimately conveying to his father, and this unquestionably is what would genuinely and truly give his father great nachas and great happiness. That after 13 years of being away from the family, being away from the great father and influence, the Tzaddik Yaakov, 13 years of being in very difficult situations, both spiritually and physically, and Yosef still has his faith, his emunah, his righteousness intact. It is if, says the Darkei Musar, Yosef had spent those years not in prison or the palace, rather in the nurturing and protective environment of Yaakov. The fact that he was able to remain on that level despite so many years apart and despite the difficult influences that he was subject to, that is truly something that is worthy of being proud of for himself perhaps, but more importantly, for his father. The Darkei Musar goes on to point out that this is just the last and final culmination of Yosef exhibiting this behavior, because it's really a pattern that had been established by Yosef from the beginning of this part of the story. When he is first introduced to Paro, earlier in Perek Mem Aleph Pasuk Tet Zayin, he says, V'yan Yosef es paro lemor, bil adai Elokim yane es shalom paro. Anything I will tell you, it only comes from Hashem. He doesn't try to take any credit, even when it might have gotten him out of jail. And then when he's interpreting the dream, once again he says in Pasuk Chavches, Hu hadavar asher dibarti al paro asher ha-elokim oseh. Everything is about what Hashem will do. He interjects and puts God's name into it. Again, in Pasuk Lamed Beis. And this, later on, in Pasuk Psukim, Lamed Ches and Lamed Tes, actually impacts Paro, who then refers to Yosef as someone who's infused with the wisdom of Elohim, the wisdom of God. And this is an incredibly impressive accomplishment for Yosef, certainly something that his father would be proud of, and something that we need to learn from. We need to learn from this in every area of our life, including our individual life, which hopefully is blessed with great accomplishment and success, professionally and otherwise. And we have to realize that we have to attribute that great success ultimately to the great kindness and blessing of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But not only does that apply to us on an individual level, the Darkei Musar himself ends this piece by describing the responsibility this puts on us on a national level. And he's writing a few short years after the Six-Day War, and he directly connects the lesson of this Devar Torah with the events of the Six-Day War. Kavachomer, he says, in our days, what was accomplished, pilei ployim, it's unbelievable. Even the most optimistic person never dreamed that it would be this successful, let alone this fast. What we saw, he says, is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to Egypt, it's like what Hashem did to Egypt in the time of Yosef and our forefathers. And just like Yosef didn't say Kochiv Otzem Yadi, he didn't attribute the success to himself. God forbid we cannot do that as well. He adds something very important. He says, if we will give credit to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that will eventually seep over and influence our enemies. And they'll also internalize this message and they won't start up with us again. But if we say, no, it's Kochiv Otzem Yadi, we won because we were stronger, then that's what they'll think also. And then eventually one day they'll think, no, we're stronger. And then they'll want to attack us again. What an important lesson for us as individuals and then as a nation.